Hello?
Mel Chancy? It's Steve Bradley from the Get Up and Go Show.
Steve, how you doing, brother?
Well, it's the big show. Let's rev up those motorcycle engines because we're going to hear the life story of Mel Chancy.
15-year youngest president in the whole Hell's Angel world at the time.
He went from a devil's pawn to Jesus' servant, and he's here to tell us his story now. You know, I was looking at your rap sheet, federal racketeering conspiracy, drug distribution, conspiracy charges. Dude, you were a bad dude.
Yeah, we were, that was the late 80s, early 90s, stuff, and all through the 90s. And I was a very young man, Steve, at the time, and, you know, living that lifestyle 100%. And we were in the midst of, you know, a turmoil with another motorcycle club. So we were doing everything that we had to do, of course. But yeah, we I think we touched in every different gamut of life we could have.
Yeah. Now I want to paint a picture for our audience of what you look like, because I need to get this, because this is awesome. There's a picture of you and Hulk Hogan together. And if you remember, Hulk was known for his 24-inch pythons. He had the biceps, and you make Hulk's arms look average.
Yeah, so so me and Hulk, Terry is his name, we go back, we met each other in 1993, excuse me. So I was already bodybuilding. I started bodybuilding at a very young age, at 16. And it's a funny story, because the same guys that I met in the gym that showed me how to bodybuild, the old school bodybuilding days, they were the same guys that showed me about the motorcycle world. You know, they were members of a motorcycle club called the Hell's Henchmen that was active at the time. That's Hell's Henchmen later became Hell's Angels in Chicago. I was bodybuilding at such a young age. So by the time I was 21, 22 years old, at 5'10", I was 280 pounds, as you see in them pictures. So, you know, I was so thick and so dense from learning how to do that old school training with the old school squats and the deadlifts and eating the meals. These guys showed me how to really bodybuild. So, I was young. I was big at a very young age, right, throwing them pictures, you know.
You become the youngest president in Hell's Angels history in the Chicago chapter. You're in the gang for 13 years. What's the attraction to the gang life? What was it for you that were like, I want that, I need that?
For me, it was the fellas that I met in the gym. You know, they were all jacked up, tattooed up guys. You know, like I say, I tell everybody, you know, most back in that day, bikers really didn't train any legs. So most guys came into the gym, they had jeans on, they had that big upper bodies. But this one individual by the name of John, he poured concrete and he was jacked up. And then lo and behold, after I'm training in the gym by these guys and they're kind of taking me under their wing, I started dating a girl who I have my daughter with now, who's 34, and she lives in a town over from my house. And I go to her house, her name was Jenny, and I'm sitting on her front porch, you know, and I'm 16 years old and hanging out talking to her. And here I see this John guy pull up in the driveway two doors down. And I'm like, hey, I know that dude from my gym. He kind of shows me how to train. And she's like, oh, that's our neighbor Johnny. They grew up together all their lives. It was the same guy. So once he seen that I was dating, you know, his neighbor Jenny and stuff like that, then that's when they really started getting close to me. And that's when they started bringing me around down towards the clubhouse and stuff like that. So the attraction for me was kind of a twofold thing. That big bodybuilding look, that big muscular jacked up look and the tattoos.
Yeah.
And then I liked motorcycles. Of course, I had dirt bikes growing up and stuff like that. So, you know, that's what really got me into it.
Oh, buddy, we should ride. I got a 2011 FZ8.
I haven't sat on a motorcycle since 2004. How about that one?
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, because how it works for me is anything that I'd done before that kind of had to stay away from. I say it's like a pool, and if I dip my toe into the pool, I'm going to dive in 100%. Mm. So, unfortunately, the motorcycle riding and all that stuff always will bring me back to them old days, you know?
Okay.
So I found it better for me that I just did a complete 180 from that lifestyle, and I don't do anything that exists in that lifestyle. And, you know, the strip clubs I was running and living in all the time, and the womenizing and all that stuff, because for me, it's like, I guess you would say, like with an alcoholic, he's not going to go just say, hey, let me just try a shot of that Jack Daniels, because next thing you know, he's going to have the bottle upside down, right?
Yep.
And that's how it is with me. And it's kind of weird, because I have so many friends that ride, And I have so many, you know, people like, no, man, just, we just want to take a blast with you down the street. And I just say, sorry, guys, I don't do it. And that's where I've been ever since, you know.
Let's pause the conversation there. We're going to come back to it on Thursday, and we're going to hear about Mel's redemption and how he returned to God on the prison floor.
I went to prison in 98, state prison. I got a 4-year sentence. I was inside. Federal government indicted me on a charge they had on me, on a mail fraud charge. Really, you know, kind of pimpy charge, but it got me 18 months. So
listen in as we continue Mel Chancy's story this Thursday on the Get Up and Go Show.